Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Nice to hear from the one, but there is another representative that represents Navarre, Alex Andrade, and so what is his thoughts on it?
So
have you communicated with him on it?
Right. What I can tell you is that we have every intent in going ahead of the legislative delegation. What I have heard from them is that they want a show of support first, and that's why we're
okay,
here.
From Alex Andrade.
I've heard that from soon-to-be Senator Gates.
Have you spoken? Alex Andrade represents half of Navarre.
True.
He's important.
True.
And he absolutely needs to be involved in this.
Okay. I can contact him.
This is Commissioner James Calkins, District 3, and also Wes Seiler, who represents the group that is trying to get an incorporation vote onto the ballot through the county commission with the assistance of Joel Rudman, the representative that they had advocating for them at the prior meetings. And this is last week at Santa Rosa County Commission, but I had never gotten to these clips, and I thought they were pretty entertaining. And, you know, we need entertainment. We need the Olympics, and we need presidential contests, and we need the Santa Rosa County Commission. Not to slight the Milton City Council, but, you know, there's a good race going on right now. And so James Calkins kind of lit him up over this all being rushed and forced on them and political. And they didn't talk to Andrade, which is kind of weird because he does represent half of that area. And James had wanted on the description of the straw poll vote, had wanted to tell people that, look, this is going to be an additional layer of government, and this is also going to cost you money. And Wes Seiler's response had been, that's a political view, and that's not necessary because that's not the language that was in there before. So this started to get more and more heated, this conversation. I actually agree. I think that using the language of an additional layer of government and raising taxes, well, true, but also there's benefits to the thing. You know, and fair is fair. You can't just talk about the negatives.
What I want is I want to make sure that the folks are not misled. The current ballot language that you have, that you've proposed, is misleading because it doesn't talk about taxes being raised, which you acknowledge is the truth.
It's part of it, for sure.
So it should be in this proposed ballot language.
But what about the establishment of city departments, specifically access to municipal sharing grants and other things? Why would you not put that in the ballot?
It's in there. Look, okay. So let me start off. Here's your ballot language. It says, shall propose legislation, a sample city charter, and a feasibility study be presented to the Florida legislature seeking the municipal incorporation of Navarre, Florida. See, that right there doesn't explain that, and it doesn't explain that their taxes are going up, that they're going to have big government, that there's a lot of people that don't understand this language. So we need to explain to them what it is so when they vote, they're not misled.
We'll say there's something sort of interesting about James Calkins' presumption here that people are too dumb to understand what incorporation would mean, and they need to be told in the actual ballot language about all of the negatives of what he calls a big government move. Now, again, I am not for or against incorporation in Navarre. I generally don't take a position on these things. I try to help you understand the issues and the claims and the possibilities, but I generally don't really have much of a view one way or the other because I do see both sides typically. But saying this creates another layer of government and will increase your taxes would be only to present the negatives and not to present the positives, as Wes Seiler points out. You know, you got to talk about the advantages, too, if you're going to say it that way.
We have to listen to everybody, and we got to make sure that the truth is being put forth by the voters.
To the
not
voters.
Some ballot language that hides the fact that their taxes would be raised. and that this will be another layer of government, because that is a fact.
Do you acknowledge that the 2014 ballot language is the one that we're currently proposing to use? Yes or no, please.
I believe that this ballot language that you all are put forth is misleading. It's not accurate. I don't trust it, and I don't believe in it.
But again, if it's the same language or very similar language to what was used before, then what's the problem? Well, because, you know, the people today need to know the truth, as I see it myself.
But we need to make sure the people know the truth that incorporating Navarre, Florida is going to add another layer of government and cause our seniors to pay more taxes. They need to know that. And if they vote for that, then so be it. That's their choice.
And one of the things they're going to ask is, what do I get for that? Right? Which is...
they get another layer of government.
I disagree.
And they know what another layer of government means. They mean that means more control for a select group of people. And it means a whole bunch of regulations that haven't even been determined yet.
So if the argument here is to present a balanced description of the pros and cons of the proposed incorporation, not sure that Commissioner Calkins is keeping his hand to himself well enough. Because he definitely seems to be against incorporation. We'll come back to this in just a second. Because this, as is often the case in these meetings, it started off good and it got even gooder. Okay, and it definitely got gooder in this case. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you right now, but we are seeing some slowdowns if you're traveling Highway 29 northbound right around Burgess Road. Also, if you're trying to get onto I-10 eastbound from Highway 29, just know that that entrance is blocked off. Just a little heads up on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you need to get air conditioning work or heating work done or electrical or plumbing, you know, Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, Electrical, and Plumbing, they will take care of you. They've been 55 years here operating in Pensacola, you know, out of Ellison Field, you know, the big operation there. But taking such good care of Pensacola, they expanded. And they have been expanding over the last few years all the way east to Tallahassee. So that whole area is now available for service with them, but also west, and not just, you know, obviously Escambia County, but Baldwin County last year across the state line. And I'm always impressed when a company is going to expand across the state line because of the regulatory challenges that go along with that. It's just, I mean, anyway. So across to Alabama and then into Baldwin County and then into Mobile as well. Show up on time, do the work professionally, stand by at 100% satisfaction guarantee so you know that they're going to get the right thing done the right way at the right price. And now for their 55 years in business, they have a special this month, which is there's no service fee when you get air conditioning repairs done. They waive that when you get the repairs done, and they'll take an additional $55 off those repairs right now. Now, sometimes it's a repair and sometimes it's a replace, and if you can't repair, you replace. And the replacement, of course, is more expensive, but they will take $555 off a whole system replacement. So find out more about what Peden can do for you, Peden.com, P-E-A-D-E-N.com. Back to this conversation about Navarre Incorporation took place last week at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. So the basic back and forth here is that James Calkins is upset that the proposed straw poll vote that wouldn't have any bindingness that Joel Rudman has been asking for, demanding for, that it say that incorporating Navarre would create an additional layer of government and raise people's taxes because that's going to be bad for the seniors and, you know, bad for the people who like their freedom and, you know, other stuff. And Wes Seiler, who's been arguing for incorporation, or at least for getting the ballot, and also for incorporation, says, look, if you're going to be so negative, you've got to include some balance. The whole point of the ballot proposal is to be neutral so that people can make their own decision. But also,
the purpose of a ballot is to make a decision, not to inform. When you go into a ballot and you see those constitutional amendments, it's not informing you at that point. It's asking you, do you agree or disagree? The time to get educated on this and to learn about it is now so that a decision can be made. So what you are trying to do with the ballot language is inappropriate, it's against historical precedent, and it's not doing service to this issue and the people of our community.
I thought that was an interesting point, that the point of the thing that's on the ballot when you check yes or no or when you fill in your circle, it's not at that point to inform you. Now, granted, it should have some sort of last-ditch effort, safety net ability to tell you what you think you might think about an issue. But really, you're supposed to go in having done the research. And to take an analogy here, what Commissioner Calkins is asking for, if it were to be applied to a candidate, would be something like the following. You know, this candidate believes, you know, on the ballot, okay, just to make sure voters are informed, this candidate believes in abortion upon demand up till birth. This person believes that public schools should be the only schools. And this person believes that the border should be open. And then another Republican, for example, you know, this person believes that abortion should be restricted to 6 weeks. And this person believes that the border should be shut to illegal immigrants. And so, like, that's kind of the parallel to what he's asking for, is to give people information about the candidates on the ballot, much like to give people information about all of the arguments pro and con incorporation on the ballot. Wes Seiler was right. That is not how ballots work. So then you had, and this is where stuff started to get kind of interesting, Colton Wright, commissioner for District 5, that's Gulf Breeze and Midway, who is, you know, also up for re-election, as is James, as is Sam Parker.
I think this entire effort is a political stunt. I have called out, and you can go ahead and just turn your microphone off. I have seen political stunts happen from every which side. I've seen political stunts happen from members of this board. I've seen it happen from people walking in a public forum. I've seen it happen from a state representative that came to the last meeting. Look,
that's Joel Rudman.
The idea that Commissioner Parker, Commissioner Calkins, and myself are somehow suppressing the vote is ludicrous. Because number one, this is not an issue that has to be voted on.
Remember, what they're asking for is a straw poll, or what Rudman is asking for is a vote that doesn't carry any weight to find out if enough people are in an incorporation to run the bill. And you don't have to have that. You can just run the bill. You know, Alex Andrade was being asked to run the bill for Perdido. They didn't do a straw vote. You know, they just asked for the bill. And you don't have to have the straw vote. Okay, but that's what they were asking for, and Colton is explaining that he thinks that this is all just a political maneuver.
The fact that it's even being put at our feet as a county commission, when there's no legal requirement for that, is only done to put us in a precarious position and make us choose a side. That's being done, you can shake your head all you want, but it's being done by a state representative who told me that he 100% wants incorporation, but he does not have the guts to do his job and run the bill.
So he's saying Joel Rudman told him he wants incorporation, but wants the cover of having the public vote for it instead of coming out and advocating for it, right?
There's a stark contrast between former commissioner and state representative Jerry Williamson and his way of doing things and being a statesman, and then Representative Joel Rudman. There is a stark contrast, both in integrity and trust.
And I've mentioned this to you before, that in his strong words against Joel Rudman, this is uncharacteristic for Colton. Colton is very much a, hey, let's handle it in private, let's work out our differences, let's get along, let's, you know, if it can be done that way. So for him to so openly call out Joel Rudman is startling. I'll just say it that. Very, very startling. Now, I know Joel like one time. I did a forum the other day last week in Santa Rosa County, and that's the sum total of everything I know about Joel. I mean, I've watched him and listened to him, but in terms of personal interaction, I have kind of heard this same thing from numerous different elected officials, all saying basically,
I was lied to. Other members of this board have been lied to. Members of this staff were lied to. And I would just tell you, that doesn't sit well with me. And I don't care what language you bring, I ain't supporting it because of the tactics that are being used. It is inappropriate, and it's not even in our authority. It's not a requirement of this board. Representative Rudman, if he wants to run the bill, he can put his man pants on, and he can run the bill. And he can live and die on that.
Okay.
But to put us all in this position is ridiculous.
And so we may come back to this a little bit later, which is, and you know, if you're using the straw vote as cover for what you really want to do, or as a way to push commissioners into opposing something or favoring something or picking sides on an issue that they just don't have an opinion about and that really isn't their purview either, then it is a political stunt. If, on the other hand, it's your way of genuinely assessing what the public wants in order to decide whether it makes sense to even try to go for an incorporation vote, which is what, you know, Jerry Williamson always said. They are different, even though they might look like the same thing. 625 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report to you this morning, but I see a minor delay if you're heading from Milton to East Milton and through that industrial area and also over the bridge right there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us this Friday as we detail what's going on in your city parks and resource centers.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Donkey?
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. The Biden administration announcing some more student debt relief. The Department of Education says beginning tomorrow, it's going to be emailing borrowers who have at least one outstanding federal student loan to let them know about upcoming debt relief programs. They say it could help potentially millions of borrowers that are struggling with debt. The U.S. military says it carried out an airstrike yesterday in Iraq against a base that was being used by Iran-aligned militias. Iraqi authorities say four people were killed and four others were injured. The U.S. says that strike was aimed at militants that were planning to use drones to attack American forces. And Boar's Head expanding a recall of deli meats linked to a listeria outbreak. Their recall is now including 3,500 tons of poultry and ready-to-eat meats. That's in addition to 103 tons of foods recalled last week. They say 34 people have gotten sick in 13 different states.
Yeah, I don't think those. I'm surprised that they came out with this report like about a week and a half ago, and they haven't done a lot of updating on it, you know, from the CDC. Two people still died is the last that I have checked, and something like 250 people a year die in the U.S. from listeria. Alabama, I think it was Publix, if I remember correctly, Publix or Winn-Dixie, but I think it was Publix, had pulled their Boar's Head off of their shelves like yesterday or the day before in response to this. I don't think it's had any effect here in Florida, at least not yet. But, you know, maybe the boar's head wouldn't be the one you'd want to eat just right now.
Potentially, so, yeah.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, United States Air Force looks like it's putting the NGAD, the Next Generation Air Defense Fighter, Air Dominance Fighter, on hold until it figures out what shifting technology apparently is going to mean for the future of crewed and uncrewed aviation. You know, part of the question here is, how should we be building that next generation fighter if it's going to be one of many operational entities as opposed to just a standalone like current fighter platforms?
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Iran's supreme leader vows revenge against Israel for the assassination of the political leader of Hamas in Iran, the second assassination of an Israeli enemy in 12 hours using a drone and a missile.
The two targeted killings took place in Tehran and Beirut. First, Hezbollah's top military commander, Fouad Shukar, who Israel blamed for that rocket strike in the Golan Heights that killed 12 children. The leader of Hamas, Ismail Haniyeh, was killed just after the inauguration of Iran's new president.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Vice President Kamala Harris plans to campaign in seven cities next week with whoever she's chosen as running mate, telling a crowd in Atlanta,
"As president, I will bring back the border security bill that Donald Trump killed, and I will sign it into law and show Donald Trump what real leadership looks like."
America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 81 degrees. It looks like mostly cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Deputies investigating an apparent road rage shooting on Tuesday morning. That happened on Longleaf Drive. According to the sheriff's office, the incident began on Pine Forest and ended with somebody shooting the tire of a victim's vehicle. And again, that investigation is still ongoing, but nobody was injured during that incident. There's an investigation underway now after four area ATM machines were found with almost undetectable skimmer devices. The Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office says those skimmers were inserts that went into the card slot rather than over top of it, and also used a pinhole camera to record the PIN number as it was being entered on the keypad.
We believe that this was a organized ring, not an isolated incident, and we're working with our federal partners as well to determine if this is going to be something that crossed state lines.
That is Captain Chris Jones from the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. He tells Channel 3 the machines were located in Pensacola on 9th Avenue and Garden Street and one in Santa Rosa County on Woodbine Road and Pace. The devices were found after several Penair Credit Union customers found fraud on their accounts. The common link between the victims were the ATMs. Jones says if you're using an ATM, it is safer to use one found inside of a store or bank than one that's remotely located. There is a new four-way stop in downtown Pensacola. Two new stop signs were installed this week at the intersection of Tarragona and Ramada. There was previously stop signs only on Ramada, but now it's a four-way. The city says the change was made to enhance pedestrian safety at that intersection. Pensacola's Five Sisters Restaurant receiving a $50,000 grant from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Now, this is part of a program for backing historic small restaurants. The money will be used for exterior renovations, such as a new marquee sign, a mural, some ADA improvements, and a relocation of the front entry. Also, some exterior lighting upgrades. 50 small businesses across the country were selected to be a part of this program. Five Sisters was the only recipient in the state of Florida. Pensacola's proposed city budget for the next fiscal year is now available on the city website. There's no proposed millage rate increase. The budget does include a 7% increase in the fire department's budget and the second phase of the city's salary reform plan.
Our focus has been on quality. Remember, we cut back some positions a year ago to be able to help fund these raises. And I would rather make sure that we're honoring and rewarding the people who do a good job working here. And if we, on the off chance that someone is a low performer and isn't doing what they should be doing when they work at the city, then we have the ability for that position to be replaced in short order.
That is Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. $2 million was added to the budget for salary increases the first year, an additional $2 million added for the second year of the plan. And at the time, the reform plan was created, about 30 jobs were cut to free up some of that money. It is 6:35 now at News Radio Pensacola, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about, but are seeing minor delays on Highway 29 northbound right around Burgess Road. So about a five-minute delay there, so just prepare for that. Also, if you're on Highway 29 north trying to get onto I-10 eastbound, remember that ramp is closed, so be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a chance of some scattered showers and thunderstorms through the day today, 40% chance of rain. Outside of that, mostly sunny skies with a high near 92. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain, high near 94. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. We're going to keep that rain chance around on Friday with a 40% chance of rain and a high near 94. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Right now we do have mostly cloudy skies. It's 81 in Pensacola, 80 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton. And let's get a look at our financial market report. Your Money Now.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro said he has serious concerns about the proposed takeover of U.S. Steel by Japan's Nippon Steel. He did not outline those concerns, but instead vowed to support domestic workers. U.S. Steel responded by saying it remains committed to the deal, which it says is best for its employees, shareholders, communities, and customers. Thousands of workers at Disneyland have voted to ratify a deal that averted what could have been the first strike at the Anaheim theme park in 40 years. According to the Master Services Council, the three-year agreements contain pay increases amounting to $6.10 an hour over the life of the contract, a higher minimum wage of $24 an hour this year, additional compensation bumps for senior employees, and a more flexible attendance policy for custodians, candy makers, and more. Futures are moderately higher. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 203. That's Your Money Now.
6:36, and our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Some candidates talk about change. While they talk, Commissioner Jeff Burgosh delivers. Real change that matters to citizens. New parks, roads, and sidewalks. More beach access, a new library and fire station. Record revenues, record property values, and higher pay for first responders. Commissioner Jeff Burgosh fights hard for the people of Escambia County and will never raise your property tax rates. Jeff has proven to be a conservative, tested, and trusted Republican leader. And he's being endorsed in this race by some of the most respected Republican in our county, including Sheriff Chip Simmons, State Representative Michelle Salzman, and Congressman Matt Gaetz. As your county commissioner, Jeff has worked tirelessly on behalf of the people of District 1 and Escambia County. On August 20th, re-elect the neighbor you know and the name you trust. Re-elect Jeff Burgosh. Read all of Jeff's endorsements, testimonials, and his strategic plan for District 1 at jeffburgosh.com. Keep leadership that delivers.
Paid for by Jeff Burgosh, Republican for Escambia County Commission.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
Oh, this news cycle is something, huh?
Dude, there's something new every single day.
Wow, and today, you know, expecting to talk more about this Secret Service director, how she needs to go, and all of a sudden...
You're fired, bum!
Well, she resigned.
Yeah, she resigned. Kimberly Cheadle, the now former head of the Secret Service, is stepping down.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2. Before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right, we're going to do this. Project 2025. I've had a lot of people ask me, are you going to get into this Project 2025 stuff? No, I mean, not maybe in the detail that you might be hoping for. In case you haven't heard of the internet, all I can think, you know, or all of your friends are into cat pictures and pictures of, you know, completely unrelated funny memes and music on social media, then you're at least peripherally aware of Project 2025. Project 2025 is this guidance document, massive guidance document put out by the Heritage Foundation, which is a right wing, definitely very conservative. In fact, kind of the bastion of conservatism in America over the last, 30 years or so at least. And, you know, the Heritage Foundation is absolutely, definitely representative of conservative Republican values. Okay. There are others also, but that's kind of the one of the main ones. And so they had produced this concept for next year, and there are a lot of pieces to it. And if you listen to, let's say, Democrats or liberals, it's the end of the Republic kind of stuff. And it's, you know, hostile to everything that America stands for. And it's, you know, they're trying to bring out about the end of America. If you listen to conservatives who are looking at it, you would say that it's, well, this is what we've been advocating for 50 years. I don't know why any of this surprises you. And then the question is, how does this all relate to President Trump? A couple of things worth noting about the Project 2025. One is that part of it has to do with a massive renovation of the administrative state, what some people would call the deep state, what others would sort of neutrally call civil service positions in the federal government. And the idea is that, short version, is that the federal government has become populated by people who are institutionalists in a bad way, that they exist not so much to serve the American people or the values of the people who are in leadership, but there's a kind of institutional inertia that continues and persists throughout administrations, regardless of the R or the D behind their name. And that is pushing us ever towards a un-American, unconstitutional, and or, you know, hostile to conservative concepts about freedom and economic liberty. And the only way to fix that is to get rid of a lot of those people. And so what they have come up with is a kind of personnel revamp proposal. It's kind of being compared to a LinkedIn database that would say, you know, at all across the federal government, we need to replace a lot of these people with people who are going to be more in line with the ideology of the president. Okay. And in some ways, that makes perfect sense. In some ways, you might say, well, then what happens to all the institutional knowledge? But if you look at the federal government and your tendency is to think, oh, God, what a beast. Well, any change is better. OK, at the same time, you don't necessarily want every single president coming in and firing a bunch of people and replacing them with a bunch of political appointees. What you want is competence, not politics. OK, so there's arguments on both sides. That's one part of it. Other parts of it have to do with, you know, dramatically scaling back on transgender rights, LGBTQ, you know, historically, there's been opposition to gay marriage and all of this, climate change, abortion rights, education, school choice. If it reads to you like a DeSantis proposal for the federal government, it's absolutely in line with what Republicans have been doing in the state of Florida. You know, student loans should be something that you pay back. TikTok should be banned, and shadow banning and platforming and Section 230 reform are all a part of this. Top-down overhaul of the Justice Department. Getting rid of the current tax system with deductions and credits and proposing something much more like a flat tax. Dramatically reforming the Fed. Changing our foreign policy. You know, getting it. 2025, does that actually seek to overturn Obamacare, but would make massive cuts to Medicaid, for example. And so you kind of get a flavor of what it is. And it's like a 9,000-page document or 900. That doesn't really matter. It's massive, okay? But these are sort of some of the things that are in there. And the way this is being treated on social media, mostly, and of course in commentary and sometimes on the news, is, God, they published it. They said it out loud. Which most of us who are conservatives are like, yeah, for like 30 years, bro. How did this get you by surprise? You know, or are you not paying attention? But then the real question is, okay, how does Trump relate to all of this? Because the way it's being presented is Trump is the Project 2025 guy, and if you elect Trump, then you're going to get the Heritage Foundation's, you know, dream list of things when he takes over the White House. And so everybody from the Alliance Defending Freedom, ADF, or Liberty University, or the Susan B. Anthony list, or Turning Point USA, is all, like, they're all working together to bring about the Heritage Foundation's, you know, new fascism or something like that is kind of how it gets out. I have a different take on all of this, especially as it relates to Trump. I'll tell you about that in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Sorry, no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you are traveling southbound between Johnson Avenue and Olive Road, right there through University Parkway, you're going to see some delays there. Other than that, traffic's looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get that next vehicle or at least look and see what's out there, and that's always how I recommend, like, if you're going to need to buy a car in January, let's say, well, you know, look now. And then over the course of the next several months, like what you do is you form your opinion about which kind of car you want. And then you can say, okay, we're kind of looking for this vehicle because I've compared it against the other ones that are available kind of in our price range and our interest set. And then over the next 6 months or so, you can kind of keep your eye out. Or maybe you find just the right one at Frontier. I don't know. It's possible. Or maybe you tell them, hey, this is what I think we want. Can you go find it? But the point is, don't shop for something. Don't shop for food when you're hungry. Don't shop for cars when you need a car. Shop for a car ahead of the time you need a car. That way you're not stressed and frustrated and in need to make a decision. And also there's no urgency to you because you can take it or leave it because something else is going to come available. That's what I recommend. That's what Dave Ramsey recommends. And Frontier Motors is built around this concept. We have good cars for you all the time. Come take a look. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to this Project 2025 thing, which is kind of like everywhere on social media, at least on my social media and on, you know, political forums and blogs and to some degree commentary on radio, not so much on TV, at least not so much that I have seen, but certainly in campaigns they're campaigning on this. You know, Kamala Harris is campaigning against this. Here's the thing. Trump is not a Project 2025 guy. And so to blame him or to tar him with Project 2025 is really a misfire. In fact, he just came out and was like, what the hell? You know? And because of his criticism of it, Heritage Foundation's head of the Project 2025 thing actually left, like resigned. So is it Trump 2025 or is it Heritage Foundation 2025? Well, look at the platform. And we talked about this during the RNC and a little bit since then. Trump has completely reshaped the Republican Party in his image. I feel bad repeating this again and again, if only because I feel like you've heard me say it so many times, but I know that's just not the way it is. A lot of you don't listen for the whole show or all the shows. I mean, yeah, I get it, okay? Trump is not a conservative. He's never been a conservative. He plays conservative sometimes, but he's not a conservative. He's not even really a Republican. If somebody had come to you, and I don't actually say this as criticism, I just want to be honest about where he is, okay? If somebody had come to you with Trump's views, aside from all of the hoopla surrounding him and the personality and everything else, if somebody had just come to you with Trump's views that, you know, gay marriage is fine, debt should be, you know, debt is fine, don't worry about the debt, debt's no big deal, and, when it comes to abortion, that's just really none of my business. I don't really have a strong view to kind of let each group decide for itself. And said he was a Republican, you would have called him a rhino. 12 years ago. That's what you would have said. But he has done such an effective job at totally rebranding the party that now if you criticize Trump, you're a rhino. I'm like, what? we've been conservatives all along, bro. So, and again, I don't say that as criticism. I say it as he's been incredibly effective at dragging the party into the pro-debt, high-spending, social moderate, modern Republican Party. Read the platform. The platform is dramatically different from what it was 4 and 8 years ago, because Trump's people came in and shoved the platform down the delegates' throats. I mean, really, like closed door, seizing the cell phones. You can't have laptops in here. This is the platform that you're going to pass. No debate, no amendments, no discussion. Just do it. I'm the candidate. It's my party kind of stuff. Like, I mean, that's what happened. Now, whether you think that's good governance or bad governance or honoring Republicanism or not, that's what happened. So Trump has now dragged the party into where he is, which, look, if you're the nominee and you keep overwhelmingly winning the nomination of your party, I think you can make the argument that you've got a right to redefine the party in your image. The party is wherever you are, and you are where you are, which is not where the Republican Party has been historically. And, of course, then, you know, conservatives have to decide, do we vote for this guy or not vote for this guy? Well, compared to what? You know, what are my choices? And I say all that only to say this. Where Trump has very deliberately pushed, pulled, cajoled, whipped the Republican Party is nowhere close to Project 2025. Now, the one part of it that I can see really fitting with his agenda is he's obviously, and his people have obviously gotten a lot smarter about doing what they want. You know, in the beginning, it was just fill the judicial appointments and put some strict constructionists in the Supreme Court. But he was really impeded by a lack of understanding of the process in politics and in the federal government and in Washington, D.C., and all the invested interests and all of the, you know, the bureaucratic state and all just what he wanted to do to change American government. He was stymied heavily by a lot of different factors of things he didn't understand because he'd not been in politics before. I think he understands all that stuff a lot better now. And if you believe in sort of Trumpism, you believe in his vision of what things should be, then you love the idea that some of this, like especially the, you know, changing who gets appointed and firing and hiring all the right kind of people, like that's really smart if what you're trying to do is change the government. Or if you prefer the term, drain the swamp. Or if you prefer the term, kill the deep state, right? Depending on how your view of these things goes. But the idea that you cannot just do this at the top level through broad sweeping presidential action or executive decision or even, you know, changing the department chair, so to speak, you know, you got to get down into the mid-level managers and really clean house. I mean, I think he's right. And that part of the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 is on target. The question is whether that's good or bad and whether you agree with the end goal of making it that way or not. But the rest of the stuff on the, like, social conservatism and the anti-debt and the anti-gay or whatever, I mean, he's not that. And if you're a traditional conservative, that might frustrate you about Trump. But if you're a moderate, you cherish it and you love it. And so this allegation that somehow Trump is the vanguard person who's going to bring in this wildly conservative right-wing Heritage Foundation plan to change America, there's no evidence of that. In fact, all the evidence is to the contrary. 6:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You want me to leave the room?
That won't be necessary, Hodgkins. We can talk under the cone of silence.
The cone of silence?
Well, this is a magenta alert, isn't it?
That was such a great show. Hey, just one quick follow-up on the whole business of 2025, Project 2025, and Trump. You can absolutely make the argument that the Democrats have pulled their party so far to the left that Trump pulling the Republican Party into the moderate middle is just smart politics. I mean, if you're trying to win the election, where are you going to grab the most votes? I mean, he's right about that. The real question is whether the sort of truth about what Trump represents is going to penetrate through the reporting about Trump, which is so biased and inaccurate, to even make a difference for the average American voter. And we'll see. Time will tell, right? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
No accidents to report right now, but I'm still seeing delays on Davis southbound between Johnson Avenue and Olive Road. Also at the intersection of Olive Road and Davis, you're seeing some delays at the intersection there. Other than that, traffic's flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, when you try to decide when is the right time to sell your house, I mean, obviously what you're trying to do is get the most money. You're trying to get it done quickly. You're trying to have it have no hiccups so that you can really, you know, bank on it happening and that getting all the way through to closing the deal done, right? You need a good realtor, okay? Because, look, when the market is really hot, like it was a few years ago, you could at least make the argument that you don't as much need a realtor. Now, I always said you did, and I said the reason why is because I know Christina Leavenworth and her team at that time were going to get you the best possible price, you know, high prices, above list price. I mean, they were very, very, very good at this. And then also, you know, navigating all the details all the way through to the close. But today, when the market's not as hot and where there's more uncertainty and where, you know, interest rates are high, which makes it harder for people to borrow, I mean, all of that stuff is affecting the demand on homes. Now is really when you need a good realtor, because she's going to help navigate all that stuff and make sure that when it's harder to accomplish the end result, that it gets all the way through to the finish line. All the little details, all the stuff that might get in the way, making sure that you go all the way through to the end. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 175 homes they sold last year. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
We're watching another wildfire out west today. Evacuations have been ordered now north of Denver, where a Colorado wildfire has so far destroyed at least a couple of homes. Officials in Boulder County say as of last night, that fire destroyed 1,300 acres, and this is near the town of Lyons in Colorado. Homes being evacuated there. The good news, no injuries reported. The Federal Reserve expected to leave interest rates at a 23-year high. The July Fed meeting today in Washington, D.C., Chair Jerome Powell is expected to discuss the bank's rate decision at about 1:30 this afternoon, and economists say it's unlikely they'll be announcing a rate cut. And Andrew, from what I'm seeing, Deadpool and Wolverine continues to break records. Looks like they broke the Tuesday record for an R-rated movie yesterday, bringing in $24 million on a Tuesday, which was a record so far. Over $259.8 million brought in at the box office.
I know my family contributed one millionth of the total yesterday.
It cost you $1 million to go to the movie?
No, $24.
Oh.
One millionth.
Oh, you're confusing me. Way too many numbers, Andrew. Come on.
We went $2 Tuesday, or $6 Tuesdays. It's
How
a good
was
deal.
It? Was it good?
It's genuinely outstanding. Yes, very, very, very. I will say this. If you're going to go, no, I won't spoil anything. Don't worry. I'm not that guy. It would behoove you to rewatch Deadpool 1 and 2 before you go. You'll enjoy it more. You'll get more of the references. But yes, it's a, it was an 8 thumbs up from my 4-person attendees.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.